Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estrittori from Financial Services Online, rounding up the last week's news in the complex world of insurance. Let's dive straight in. Our first story expands into the realm of artificial intelligence. On April 24th, industry experts highlighted potential pitfalls of AI inaccuracies for Australia's insurers. Daryl Smith from Clyde & Co. has equated these risks with past silent cyber challenges. The contingent nature of AI in professional services has brought in a new dimension of error that could potentially contribute to major claim incidents. PE, predominantly, professional indemnity and errors and omissions policies stand at risk, while directors and officers' policies could face risks in areas such as intellectual property and data misuse. Such potential exposures underline the need for insurers to develop AI-specific policies. To this end, the asbestos insurance model has been cited as a possible blueprint. This warning sends out a strong signal to the insurance sector to proactively safeguard against the unforeseen complexities of AI-related claims. PE, transitioning to our other stories, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, AFCA for short, has made a couple of crucial rulings recently. In a dispute over the location of a vehicle, AFCA sided with RA Insurance in a claim denial case. The car, registered and primarily used in Victoria, was claimed to be stored in South Australia. However, discrepancies in the Sun's statement about the ownership of the car and a misrepresentation of the location at policy inception led to RAA's claim rejection, a decision AFCA deemed appropriate considering RAA's underwriting standards exclude cover for vehicles not registered in South Australia. PE. Switching gears, we have a landmark ruling where AFCA sided with homeowners against UE, the insurer denying their claim over damage from a water leak. UE initially attributed the property damage to pre-existing earth movement issues. However, AFCA revealed a lack of evidence supporting UE's claims and linked the damage to a water leak following a burst pipe, not earth movement or tree roots. As a result, UE has been mandated to process the claim, which also includes compensation for professional fees, non-financial distress, and temporary accommodations to the homeowners. This ruling is a significant one as it establishes AFCA's crucial role in ensuring fair insurance practices and underlines the necessity for insurance providers to conduct thorough, evidence-based assessments prior to denying claims. And there we have it, your roundup of this week's key insurance stories. Always remember, the world of insurance can be complex, yet its importance should not be underestimated. Stay tuned for more updates next week. This is Paige Estrittori for Financial Services Online. Visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au, Australia's trusted source for personal and business insurance solutions.